Log Talk Radio.
Hi. This
Hi,
is America.
How you doing?
Hi. I'm going to introduce it first. This is America Health Crisis. This is Paulette Young on the line, your host for the night, and we have the guests, our guest Wayne Carlton. Tonight's topic is going to be stress shrinks the brain. And the first thing I want to talk about is, or I'm going to mention is, the psychologist said Trump's presidency may cause increase in stress, that it's a public health problem. Stress can kill. On one poll, it showed that the stress level for people has increased from 2016 to 2017, and that this is a public health concern. Tonight, we'll talk about symptoms of stress, increase in cortisol, shrinkage of the brain because of stress, and some other things that are spearheading or causing the stress. We have Wayne Carlton on the line, and Wayne, give you about 30 seconds to just introduce yourself to the audience.
My name is Wayne Carlton. I am a member of the NAACP. I'm also the chairperson for the Department of Veteran Affairs, and we work with everybody.
Yes. Okay, some of the things I want to go ahead and mention before we get into everything is it's been recorded that two-thirds of the United States are concerned about the future of the United States under present administration. In one poll, we show that stress level for people have increased from 2016 to 2017, and that this is a public health concern. The following is one of the some of the symptoms of stress. Anything from headaches to anxiety, feeling or being overwhelmed, other things like depression. Those can be signs and symptoms of stress. And what's happening is the symptoms can lead to other health problems if left untreated. So what happens, and it can harm sexual and your reproductive health, stress and coping with change. Higher stress cause in an increase in a stress hormone called cortisol hormone. This increase in cortisol hormones can damage the brain structure. Stress begins, they say, in what they call the hypothalamus pituitary gland. High levels of cortisol can affect the brain over time and can cause brain to shrink. And what I mean by that is the brain cells themselves. You begin to, what happens is you can begin to lose focus, decision-making process, judgment, and social communication. That's what happens when you have high levels of cortisol. Can cause what they call the hippocampus, to produce less brain cells. And there can affect short, and so your hippocampus of the brain is responsible for short-term and long-term memory. So if you have less brain cells being produced, you're going to affect that part of the body, and in turn, it's going to overall affect. It's not good. It can also lead to mental health problems, and like dementia, Alzheimer, and we've already seen with the stress level, the confrontations they've had with police departments, other avenues, people, fights breaking out, and things of that nature. And we've seen that across America. Wayne, go ahead and jump in there. You're with Veterans Affairs.
Well, I know what you're talking about because I'm worried about the United States, too. I mean, I'm seeing this man, the president of the United States, but he's trying to hide what he did with Russia. And you got all these people, he made things go up trying to get everybody out of their insurance and stuff like that where they don't have no insurance. 20 million people, and then these people with them, the Republicans don't even care about that. I mean, It's time to think about country instead of thinking about party. And these people definitely need to do something. And they not need,
yeah.
We all are supposed to be Americans. And it's really scary. I'm stressed out, too.
Yes. How do other veterans feel about this? What's happening?
Oh, they,
what are the levels of the
veterans
today under the president or the present administration?
Well, you know, they scared that they we gonna be in a war, and a lot of people say, you know, he ain't gonna send his kids, but they scared too. The United States always helped people. This man is trying to mess everybody up. He making it look like we don't even need the Statue of Liberty no more because he don't want to help people. He just want to give money to the rich people, and that's crazy. That's really crazy.
But, you know, also, he's not acting alone.
No, the whole Republican Party. Half of the country is still with them, and they don't realize what danger, like them security people are saying, you know, he's making our institutions and stuff don't look credible, look like the whole United States. We used to be number one in the world. This man already done knocked us off the top of the list. And then all this stuff with Korea, he playing games and stuff, like it's a game, because he ain't never been in no military. He always had what he want. And people are suffering because people are gonna try to trust somebody that only care about their own. He don't care about nobody in the United States to me. He care about his kids, and he's making deal while he's in office. All these conflicts of interest. He ain't supposed to make no money while he in office. He ain't even at the White House. He at Mar-a-Lago. And he ain't even supposed to really be there like he's supposed to be at the place where they provided. And then he got all these hotels, and he bringing all these foreigners that know he the president, putting them in his hotels. It was $100,000. He done went up to $200,000 every time they stay there, a night or whatever they do, and he take advantage of the American people. And it's terrible.
And the stress, with the stress level going up, even with their administration, as I had said earlier, that with a decrease in brain function from stress, how are you going to make correct decisions?
And he can't.
How can you make correct decisions? He don't listen to nobody. Stress, he's got to be stressed himself. Have to.
Yeah, because he's trying to tell people that he ain't done nothing wrong, said that the FBI director told him he had no case, and he know he lying on that man. He know he lied on that man.
Do you think it's another Nixon?
Oh, definitely.
Do you think it's another Watergate? What do other veterans say about that?
Do they think it's another Watergate or no? Oh, yeah, they do. They really do. And it is. But I think he's going to be out of there before June, because he even got his people scared now. He even got his people scared. And it's terrible. We surely need God. And this man don't care nothing about none of that. Nothing. And that's scary.
The United States
ain't never went to nothing like this. Never.
We got to pray. Well, I'm going to give a short information about what's happening in the San Gabriel area. We have coming up on May 18th, 2017, from 6 to 9 p.m., it's called Truth and Reconciliation, and it's hosted by the Social Justice Advocacy Project Incorporated, and it's going to take place on Indian Hill, in the Indian Hill Village at 1444 East Hope Boulevard, and that's in Pomona, California.
On the 18th, right?
On the 18th. So I'm giving a shout out for that. And it's their concern is how to make the community safer. So what
they're
doing
they're gonna have like, go
they're
ahead.
Gonna have they're gonna have law enforcement come together from the East San Gabriel Valley and allow all our voices to be heard, participating Police Department is going to be Azusa, California Highway Patrol, Claremont, Covina, Glendora, L.A. County Sheriff Department, San Dimas Station, Laverne, Pomona, and West Covina. And that takes place again May the 18th. That's this coming Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m., and that's going to be at the Indian Hill Village. That's one way of trying to distress the various communities and our relationship with the police department. They want to hear us so that and have open dialogue so we can understand them too. That is one form of a community acting together, trying to make it a safer and better place. Because if we make things safer, then stress level goes down. Instead of being, you know, this scare stuff. So, and the NAACP is going to be involved in that. So, and our NAACP is Pomona Valley Branch 1085B. What do you think about that? All these police departments coming together and having an open dialogue with them.
Because, you know what, even though they're the police, they still need help, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they still need help, too.
What idea I use for my medical?
The one you got here. I'm on the radio. Yeah, go ahead. That was my wife.
Oh, okay.
But I'm telling you, yeah, that was her. But the police, like I say, the police, you know, they out there every day, too, and their lives are on the line And they want to get along with the people because what this president got going, we don't know if we're going to actually be invaded or what. We don't know nothing.
I know, because that North Korea is getting closer and closer with that missile.
That's right.
They believe they can, and it's going to be aimed at the United States. It's not going to be aimed at another country. It's going to be aimed at our country. And even that thought alone is stressful.
That's right.
For the especially if people don't have God in their life, they're really gonna be scared.
If you ain't got God, they're gonna go crazy.
Yeah, it's like you lose hope. But this president, going back to what happens to the brain, you know, with the high, when you're under stress, that part of the brain, the cortisol levels go high. And that's why it's important they tell us to exercise, meditate. You know, even going to church helps you. It's a form of relaxation. You got to do things. Going to the movies can de-stress. Well, depending on what kind of movie you're watching. Certain music. You know, jazz is my favorite, and it does. It relaxes you. And we all need that if we want to keep the brain cells growing. We want to
stress
ourselves. And I know exercising is very important. I know when you're in the military, remember how they really worked you out, didn't they?
Of course.
When it came to exercising.
Of course.
Yep, and that stresses the whole body. And that's very necessary, especially if you're going to war. You have to know how to, you know, distress yourself.
Yes, it does.
But I didn't realize that the veterans are feeling they're going to war, meaning they're stressed too.
Of course they're stressed. They've been in there. Man, a lot of times you don't want to go back because you don't figure you might not make it back.
Yeah.
There ain't no guarantee when you first go there whether you're going to make it back or not. I'm going to tell you that right
true.
Now. And I know people be shaking from that, thinking that they might have to go back, or the people they seen killed when they was there, they got to work themselves out of that. And see, you think about if we had to go through with those people we see getting gassed in Syria, and the same thing could happen here. These people want to sell out the country.
For anyone joining us, on the air. We've been talking about stress shrinks the brain, and we've had Wayne is on the line talking about Veterans Affairs, what the veterans are feeling with the present administration, the fear of going to war, and just there's a lot of stress going on. And as I mentioned before, with stress, it causes other health problems. And the public health department is concerned about the stress of the people right now, because from 2016 and 2017, they've already, and we're not even that many months into 2017, and they've already seen an increase. We also, Selena, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hi, this is Selena Lindsay on the line also. And you want to talk, Selena? Go ahead.
Well, I think they're correct, because in lots of industries, including one of my main ones, which is food, we're seeing the results of stress, many, many kinds of stress. But this particular year, because there's so many cutbacks and financial things going on, that people are experiencing things that and we're seeing historical things that we've never seen before.
That's right. That's right.
Stress is literally taking them out because also, too, you know, we used to jokingly say 5150. It's no joke anymore.
And, no, it's not.
And also, too, it does not exclude anyone. There are lots of people that tend to think, oh, you know, it just couldn't be me. You know, I'm not going to lose my coat hanger like that. But these people, especially in these stressful times, because it's coming from so many different directions, it's getting to be like they say when a person faints, which is a sudden drop in blood pressure. We're starting to see a sudden up in the stress level that is causing a whole new different wave of problems that the people can't cope. They're not being adequately enough trained for high-tech type jobs. All of the various different schools, of course, we had some of that which was connected to, of course, our administration, that they have virtually fake schools, high increase in...
Keep talking. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Selena.
High increase in internet type crimes. These are new things. It's just an overall cauldron that is boiling, and the treatment of these many, many different types of problems. It used to be, of course, going back to Veterans Administration, that when we said somebody had PTSD, it was sort of a joke.
Mm-hmm. Well, regular people get the name.
No such thing that you could not work because you're having flashbacks from something terrific that has happened to you. And now it's a common thing.
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is.
Again, we're... you're on American Health Crisis. You just heard Selena Lindsay give us some more information on stress, and also Wayne Carlton from the NAACP is on the line, too, and Selena's with many organizations, but the one that she promotes different ones, and Sowing Seeds for Life, which is the second largest food bank in L.A. County that she's a part of also. And we're talking about stress. And I mentioned, I title it Stress Shrinks the Brain, because it causes problems. It can lead to, if it's not resolved, it can lead to early dementia and early Alzheimer's. And there is public health concern about the stress level of our country, of the United States right now.
Yep.
Hello.
Hello, I'm here.
Hi, introduce yourself.
Hello, I find this program extremely interesting. and informative. And I'm also learning. Wow, yes, stress is not good for the brain.
No.
I might share a problem, you know, when my son was under stress at school, and we go back to high school, too much stress, you know, at school with the schoolwork, and I really had to step in and speak up for him and assist him. So not only adults are under stress, we also should think about like high school students. Their stress level can be extremely high, and you know, the teachers are demanding so much homework from them. So we also should think about the young ones at school. They're also under stress.
Yes. Well, what we're going to be doing in the San Gabriel Valley this coming Thursday, the various police departments are coming together, and it's called Truth and Reconciliation. It starts at 6 to 9 p.m. this Thursday at the Indian Hill Village, and the address for that is 1444 East Holt Boulevard, and it's hosted by the Social Justice Advocacy Project Incorporated, which is a nonprofit organization. And this is one way the communities are working together, or the police department is working with the communities to try and hear what the people have to say. So, and come to a way to essentially communicate and to de-stress ourselves, you know, with the present climate that's going on. The participating police departments will be Azusa, the California Highway Patrol, Claremont, Covina, Glendora, L.A. County Sheriff Department, San Dimas Station in Laverne, Pomona, and West Covina. They are beginning to form groups and start work together because our country is in a crisis. And and with it being a public health concern now because of the stress level, and it's causing other problems with people's health, you can die from stress.
Yeah.
And that's not, and just the thought that those cortisols, which is a stress hormone, that level rises, and what it does is it decreases brain cells. And that's not good, because then you really ain't going to be thinking or making the right decisions.
Wow.
Again, if you want to call in, this is America Health Crisis, your host, Paulette Young. We have Selena Lindsay on the line. We have Carol on the line and Wayne. And you would call in at 858-769-4936. And if you want to talk, you just press 1.
Thanks. I will definitely, I am interested in attending the, is it a like a talk forum?
Yeah, it is. It's called Truth and Reconciliation. And it's this Monday, I mean this Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m. This is really going to be a good, and your voice can be heard, whatever your concerns are, because the communities, from community to community, they're stressed. You know, and what how are the law enforcement going to work with us?
That's why I know the chiefs.
And you'll be able to talk and, you know, have your input.
That's something I will attend. I that sounds very interesting.
Yes, it is. They've had some good things come out of that. And even for to bring all these police departments together, to me, it's a miracle. But it's so necessary. It's a miracle.
And the police want the people there. They want to hear what you
say. Yes, they want to hear from you.
Yes.
Yeah.
They want to know what do they need to do different. How can we communicate with you?
Wonderful. Wonderful.
And the thing about it, everybody got to do it.
Yes.
Yes.
Everybody, because all of us, the whole country, because of the president we got, everybody got to wake up and get together. Everybody.
That is so true.
Yeah, we can no longer sit back and close our eyes and just listen to the news.
And like they want a backup party instead of the people. It's crazy. Letting this man destroy the whole United States. Yes, indeed. You're right about the stress, though. The stress ain't, and I think everybody is agitated. Everywhere you go, everybody agitated. Everybody.
That's the only talk
you even go in the church, they agitated. Yeah, David agitated in the church. Even the children in jail care is upset. They hollering.
Each time a friend calls me, it is so frightening. I spend 5 to 15 minutes listening to fear.
It is. This man is, we got a Statue of Liberty that always helped people, and he want to be isolated. And then he want to bring some Russians into his office. That's crazy. And then come to find out he done stuff that wasn't supposed to be heard, but he done wind up ran his mouth too much. He worse than Nixon. He a lot worse than Nixon.
Well, I know the public health departments from state to state is very concerned because the numbers have gone up when it comes to the anxiety, depression, because, see, those things lead to other things, which is not healthy. And so how do you, you know, get that down? There's got to be open communication. And, you know, people do have to start doing things to de-stress themselves. And I think this open dialogue that we're getting ready to have, this truth and reconciliation, it's a step in the right direction.
Oh, yeah, it ain't no joke. Not at all.
Selena, I'm not sure what San Bernardino area is doing in the areas of, you know, communicating with the, you know, from city to city with the people, with the citizens.
Well, I'm going to go to a city hall meeting. I'm going to find out. I'm trying to find a town hall they having around this area. I done dealt with Troy's office. I'm trying to see when they having a town hall because I want to go to some of the town halls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where people do voice their concerns.
Yeah, they're not playing.
Selena, are you familiar with what they're doing in, say, the San Bernardino area?
In San Bernardino, in relation to the topic that we're talking about, they've always had many, many programs, primarily they're many different organizations. In fact, one of the largest mental health programs and facilities is in San Bernardino. Of course, also, as you well know, with the veterans, and you're talking San Bernardino County with Loma Linda, and the Veterans Administration that's located out there, which they're doing a fabulous job. There are many, many meetings. You can call any of those entities and find out what formats and forms that they have that are offered to the public for assistance of some of everything from dental, financial, hearing, eyesight, just many, many programs to defuse and to help some of the things that are going on. Of course, also, too, you have the housing, which is headed by Housing Authority, HUD. There's just a number of different programs. And, of course, when you say San Bernardino County, which is one of the largest counties, and, of course, they're affected with many, many, many problems, which is similar to Los Angeles, but not like Los Angeles in terms of dollars and cents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
that's what people want to find to know about school.
The show's getting ready to go off the air. We're running out of time. Again, those that are listening, you've been on American Health Crisis, and we'll be on the air again next Monday at the same time, 8 p.m. Pacific time, Monday.
Amen. Well, everybody have a nice time, and may God bless you all.
Okay, thank you, Wayne. And Wayne was from the NAACP. And then Selena, you want to say, because it'll still record, so you want to say a few things for at least a minute?
I'd like to just throw in my always closing statement. This is all about what the radio program is about, that we are pro-poor, and we interact with the poor in a way that provides choice and dignity. Of course, we all believe in fishing rods rather than fish, and we believe this is one of the ways in implementing sustainable environmental practices by the changing behaviors that contribute to poverty. Thank you and good night.
Good night.
See you. Good night.
All right.
Wonderful program. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.